Welcome to the Quest podcast, recorded live at the studios of the Saturday Light Brigade. This is Julia Dangler. I'm 16 from Mount Pleasant, and joining me are...
I'm Noah Richardson. I'm 18 years old, and I'll be attending Indiana University Bloomington in the fall.
I'm Abigail Moore. I am 18, and I'll be attending WCCC in the fall.
Today, we'll be discussing our internship with the Community Foundation of Westmoreland County, as well as our audio pieces. So what has been your favorite part of the internship?
Personally, my favorite part has been creating the RFP, which is the request for proposal, because I got to see the issues that are affecting our county, and I also got to see that there's a lot of different perspectives on that issue, and we kind of just get to dive into a specific thing that's a problem in our community, so I thought that was really fun.
I enjoyed going to the Pirates game with everyone in the internship. It was really fun, and I learned a lot.
I enjoyed visiting the nonprofits and learning about what different ones do, especially the Jacobs Creek Watershed. I had to think about what that was called, because we got to visit the different creeks and see what's a problem happening in our community. What have you learned about teamwork?
I have learned that teamwork is very difficult. I've always been on a sports team, so I've always kind of been part of a team, but I found like when there's a lot of money involved or a very important issue that's involved, that it can get very difficult because people have very big opinions and you got to compromise.
I learned that when you first start with a team, you have to get to know everyone else, or it's hard to talk to each other and understand what each other's thinking.
Yeah, I definitely have learned to work with people a little bit better than I have before and just hear everyone's ideas and figure out people's strengths and weaknesses. How have you grown professionally and personally?
Well, I have grown professionally because I've learned to work in a business environment, learned to work from just basically a full-time job, and just in an office setting, meeting with people in the fields, and it's been a great experience to get that and now understand how the business nonprofit world works. Personally, I've gotten a lot better at tying a tie. That's been good. And just have really improved all my skills that will help me in my future career.
Professionally, it's definitely been an experience having to go to work every day and meet new people and have new experiences. Personally, I've definitely had different viewpoints on certain issues than I did before, just from meeting with people and learning about the actual statistics of the problem.
What I learned professionally is talking to new people in the community, understanding what the issues and problems that surround us in the community, and making connections with new people.
I knew a few of the other interns, three other interns, but we meet these people on the first day, and then within a week, we're making big decisions with them. So you really get to know them very well through this, and it's been awesome meeting everybody.
Yeah, when I came into the program, I only knew one person. Everyone else was new to me. I was excited and very nervous to meet new people, so it worked out well.
Yeah, I only knew one person also, but it was nice, meeting new people and, making new friends and coworkers.
It's amazing. You learn more about these people than people you spent 4 years of high school with just because you worked with them 6 hours a day for day after day.
So our audio piece is about neonatal abstinence syndrome, and that is when babies are born when their mothers are addicted to drugs. So the babies are going through withdrawal, and we want to educate people on the issue.
What we really want to do, there's a lot of people who don't even know what the issue is, and it's a growing issue in our community. So our main goal is to not only educate them, but also show that there are steps to overcome it that are being taken. There's a lot of programs out there to help with it. So educate mothers, educate the community on those programs and what they're doing to combat the issue that is just growing and growing in our community.
I actually talked to someone about this last night. My mom was actually really interested in the problem, and she actually wanted me to contact the people that work at Angel Arms because she wants to volunteer there.
It's a very interesting issue, and I think a lot of people are interested in it and would be interested in volunteering for it if they knew what it was. So it's mostly educational and also show people how they can get involved if they're passionate about it.
We interviewed Tim Phillips yesterday, who is the head of the Westmoreland Overdose Drug Task Force. And he gave us some insight about more of the broader issue of the heroin epidemic in our county. And we're also going to talk to Don Hennessy this week, who is in charge of Angel Arms, which is a program from Faith Forward dealing with the babies and giving support to the mothers and the children.
I learned about it during this internship. We met with a lot of people from the community who work with drug users, work with these issues, and we had a little roundtable discussion, basically, and I learned that it was a problem, and I was very interested in the problem and also the approach. We met with the Andrew Arms people earlier, and I was very impressed with the approach that they're taking to overcome it.
Yeah, I had already known about the issue from my mother, who works in social services. And so I even wrote part of my application on this issue and what McGee Hospital in Pittsburgh is doing.
I learned about the issue the same way Noah has through that roundtable discussion. I thought it was really interesting, and I really wanted to learn more about it.
I think it'd be good to say like what these programs are actually doing. So these babies are born basically with a reliance on drugs, and they're also not born with support in households a lot. So what these programs do is they have volunteers basically cuddle the babies and give them that support that they need to kind of fend off the reliance on drugs. So most of it is just cuddling, giving support to these babies. It sounds really simple, but it's very, very helpful for the babies.
Yeah, the issue is kind of controversial too, because some people think, you know, we need to wean the babies off of the drugs, so let's give them drugs to wean them off of them, and other people think that's not a good idea. So it's just trying to make people more aware of what we need to be doing and what people think we need to be doing, and hopefully bring some of the bigger programs into Westmoreland County that can help with this issue.
Well, the internship has involved going out in the community a lot. We have visited a lot of different nonprofits. As Julia said, we went to Jacobs Creek Watershed, which taught us about the environment and how most people don't know it, but we're just filling our waterways with these horrible things that I didn't know about. So, and then we also went to the Palace Theater, which taught us about the arts in our community, taught us what they're doing to expand art in our community and make sure that although it may not be the most profitable thing, that it also is very important to the prosperity.
Yeah, we visited, how many nonprofits? A lot? Like 6, 7, eight?
Something like that, yeah.
No, but we went to like YWCA, which is like the women's organization that helps, you know, integrate, like eliminate racism and empower women is their motto, right? We also went to Westmoreland Community Action, which is just a huge nonprofit in Westmoreland County that definitely helps a lot of people. Oh, Big Brothers Big Sisters. We went there and we learned about how they help mentor children, and we went to CASA, which is more like the legal aspect of helping children with mentoring.
It's been interesting to see the different sizes of nonprofits too. WCA has a multi-million dollar budget and what they're doing is amazing, but we've also seen something like Sunward Youth, who has a very small budget but is trying to combat very similar issues to WCA. So they have to take different approaches, but it's interesting to see how money is very helpful, but there's also ways to do it that are very cost effective, don't cost that much.
Yeah, and like the types of nonprofits, you know, whether it's more of a prevention type nonprofit or if they're trying to help change the whole system or if it's just, you know, covering up what's already there, like Band-Aid type. We've learned more about that through different nonprofits we've gone to. That concludes this episode of Quest, recorded live from the studios of the Saturday Light Brigade. This has been Julia Dangler,
Abigail Moore,
Noah Richardson.